Police in Victoria are calling in every resource they can after a missing Indian toddler was found dead on the side of the road in Melbourne's north, not far from the city's airport. The body hasn't yet been formally identified, but it matches the description of a missing three-year-old who was visiting Australia from India with his family. Police aren't calling it murder yet, but say they suspect the worst. Rachel Carbonell reports.
The three-year-old Indian boy, Gershon Singh, was reported missing at lunchtime yesterday. The boy was inside a house with his mother late yesterday morning. At around midday, she noticed he was missing, and after searching for him with family for about three-quarters of an hour, police were called. Deputy Commissioner Sir Ken Jones says police took the call very seriously.
Police arrived quickly and with significant resources, we commenced an intensive search of the surrounding area. This included dog squad, search and rescue, air wing and SES volunteers were also mobilised. A media release on a photograph, which I think you've been supplied with, was circulated within the hour. A thorough search was conducted of local shops, the library, Parkland, and homes were door-knocked.
Early in the evening, one of the searchers discovered a little boy's body, a long way from where the Indian toddler went missing.
The search continued till just before 7 p.m. when a council worker discovered the body of a small child in St. John's Road, Oaklands Junction, some 30 kilometres from where Gershon had disappeared. Sadly, I can now confirm that the details of the child found match the description of missing Gershon. However, formal identification has yet to take place.
Police have been reluctant to call it a homicide publicly so far, but it's clear they think he was murdered.
This is a terrible tragedy. We're doing everything within our power to establish what has happened. Clearly the circumstances are suspicious, so we're assuming the worst.
Police are reticent to provide any more information, but are desperately seeking the media's help to find witnesses. And so far they say they have no suspects.
At this stage, I'm not prepared to give you any details beyond the ones I've already given you. We do want to protect the integrity of the investigation, but we also desperately need your help and support to mobilise witnesses, as I said, at David Street and St John's Road. We're treating it, worst case, yes, as a homicide.
Spokesman for the Federation of Indian Students of Australia, Gautam Gupta, says the mother was in Australia studying and was due to return home soon.
But what I know is that the mother, Ms. Simcott, was on a student visa. She was about to finish her course in a couple of months and was to go back. And the family was basically visiting her.
What part of India is the family from?
North India, in an area called Punjab, that's very close to Delhi.
What is the reaction in the Indian community in Melbourne so far, as you've seen it?
I think the shock that I have seen and heard is equally between Indians and non-Indians. Ordinary Australian families are really, really concerned, and they were all saying that, this is shocking.
The President of the Federation of Indian Students of Australia spokesman Gautam Gupta speaking there to Rachel Carbonell.